As the investigation in Paris continues, U.S. law enforcement is working overtime to find and disrupt terrorist plots in this country. A recent video by the Islamic State identified Washington, D.C. as one possible target. NPR's Carrie Johnson spoke with the top FBI official in the city about the threat.
Paula Bate is a longtime FBI counterterrorism expert. Bate worked in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Libya earlier in his career. 2 months ago, FBI leaders promoted him to run the Bureau's Washington field office. I caught up with him this afternoon, just after Bate finished a briefing with the Joint Terrorism Task Force in the city.
In light of what just happened overseas, we thought that it would be prudent to bring everybody in today, to talk, communicate, and share all the latest information, intelligence related to that, and everything, the work that we do here every day to keep people safe.
Here in Washington, authorities have stepped up security at monuments and museums. There's a bigger, more visible police presence in the subway system, too. Local law enforcement often makes up the front line in responding to possible terrorist attacks. But the FBI helps coordinate and share information to disrupt plots before they happen, Abate says.
We don't have any specific credible threat information pertaining to the area, but, we're always on guard. And again, we're always operating at the highest level. The threat picture that's out there, again, has been persistent. But I want to reassure everyone that we are on top of that to prevent bad things from happening.
Bates says they're working to prioritize leads and run down tips. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.